Unit 12. Fact and Fantasy. Listening. 1. Write down what Sam and Betty saw. And where and when they saw it. Fill in the chart on the next page and make a sketch of what they saw.
What's that over there?
Where?
Well, Sam, look. Do you see that over there in the middle of the lake?
I don't see anything.
My God, do you see that?
Where? Where? I don't see.
Look, over there, a bit to the left of that mountain in the distance.
Oh, what on earth is that? It looks like the trunk of an elephant.
Can't be. It's too deep for an elephant, and it couldn't swim that far. It must be. Good heavens! Look over there! Like three round wheels, showing half out of the water.
Have you ever heard of the strange monster that was seen at Lake Tianqi in 1903?
You mean the dinosaur? I don't believe in such rubbish. They died long ago.
Well, it could have adapted, couldn't it? What else could it be?
It's disappearing now. No, wait, look! There it is again, down there, further to the right. Can you see?
I can't see it. Oh, this telescope is no use. Ah, got it. There we are.
What can you see now?
It's like a huge snake, more than 20 meters long. It has a long neck with a white ring around it. There's no doubt about it. It has to be that monster snake or whatever you call it.
It might be a trick of the light. It could be anything. Let me have a look.
What time is it, Betty? Take down the time.
The time? What for?
We've got to write down the time. They'll ask us about that later on.
It's, 11:35.
Okay, hold on. It's moving this way. Quick, the camera. Get the camera.
There's no time. There it goes. It's gone.
Hey, guys, did you see that?
Yeah. Did you get a good look at it? What did you make of it?
I've heard about people seeing ancient monsters here. I wouldn't believe it, but I think we've just seen it with our own eyes.
Were you able to take a picture?
No, I didn't bring my camera.
Do you really believe it was a dinosaur?
I don't know what to believe.
2. Listen to the tape again and answer the following questions. Workbook, Unit 12. Listening. 2. Listen to the tape and answer the following questions.
Next term, we'll read two works of fantasy or science fiction literature in class. Today is your opportunity to tell me what you think we should read and express your opinions.
Will we have to read Harry Potter?
We may, but it depends how the others feel about that. Harry Potter by J.K. Rowling is a good example of fantasy literature, but there are other books, such as The Lord of the Rings.
Can you explain the differences between fantasy literature and science fiction?
That's a very good question, Susie. Mark, what do you think?
Well, I think if there are things in the book which are not possible, then it's called fantasy.
But traveling at the speed of light or time travel is also not possible, and that's called science fiction.
You are right there, John. It's better to say that fantasy is about things that are never possible, such as talking animals or magic. Science fiction is about things that are not possible now, but perhaps possible in the future when science is more developed.
But most science fiction is so strange. Do you really believe we'll one day be able to travel and meet aliens on other planets?
People thought the same when Jules Verne wrote his books. There were no submarines when he wrote 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And when he wrote A Journey to the Moon, many people said he was mad.
So, what else is there to read?
Wells wrote books such as The First Men in the Moon and The Time Machine and The War of the Worlds about aliens trying to conquer the Earth.
I'd like to read I, Robot. I've seen the movie, and I think the book will be very exciting.
Can't we read some science fiction about other topics? I mean, not about technology or space.
Sure. We can read Lao Shi's City of Cats in an English translation or other science fiction about social or political sciences.
How about Frankenstein by Mary Shelley? Is that fantasy or science fiction?
What do you think?
3. Listen to the tape again and discuss the following questions in pairs. Using information from the listening text.